This is Sean with Voices of SAE speaking with Brett Alfred. Is that the right way to say it, brother?
Alfred.
Alfred. Fred.
Alfred, Alfred, tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato. All right, so some stories, right? So what's one of your first remembrances of, and let's preface this with keep it pretty much PG-13 and leave the AI was drunk out of it. But describing the situations or the people, what's one of the first things, like freshman year, whenever you kind of got in the house, that was a really cool situation or something that was really awesome or whatever, and obviously nothing that could get anybody in trouble?
There's a handful. A lot of them have to go with our philanthropies.
Okay.
I know for sure we did, in a typical year, we do what's called Hockey for Hearing. We actually pair with the Delta Zeta sorority, and it's basically just we go over to the rec center, and people sign up for a bunch of hockey teams, and all the profits and proceeds go to Erskine Green. It's like a center for special needs and less fortunate to help them prepare for careers. But anyways, so to get ready for that week, our philanthropy chairman, I think he was still our vice president at the time, I can't even remember, it was Alex Barron, actually, went out and bought these mini hockey sets, like mini hockey goals and mini hockey sticks, and we were playing that out in the informal for like 2 hours, and this is at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's only two people out there, and we had it on camera. They were just playing, and it was ex-brother Austin McIntosh, and out of nowhere, just slipped and cracked his head on the ground, and we all just walk in because we heard the thump, and he's just laying on the ground, and we're all just rolling, just laughing our butts off.
Well, was he hurt? Did he have to go to the hospital?
Oh, no, nothing like that. He got up. He rubbed some dirt on it, but it was funny.
He rubbed some dirt on it. All right, so what about a formal, like Patty Murphy? What about like some highlights or some fun things from that?
My freshman year, I was actually one of the few of my pledge class to go out there for Patty Murphy because the way it was scheduled, we could only get it on Easter Sunday. So, I mean, only a handful of people ended up going out there. But I think just the entire experience itself, just like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of people out there, but we were all kind of just cooped up in this cabin in Tennessee, just kind of doing whatever the hell we wanted to. And I mean, I guess just the entire weekend was awesome.
That's cool. What about some road tripping stuff? Have you been on any road trips with the brothers?
One of our freshmen last year, his name's Brian Madden. He's a sophomore in the house this year. Him, myself, and two of these Delta Zetas actually drove from here to Indianapolis at like 3 o'clock in the morning. For just absolutely no reason other than the fact that we could. And then we came back here and just went straight to bed. But, yeah.
That's pretty random.
Very.
All right, so what's a brother helping a brother story? Either you helping somebody or somebody helping you?
Actually, like I said in the previous segment, I was a recruitment chair. And the former, to me, Max Kupfer, I was completely overwhelmed with it. I had actually buried my grandfather like 3 days prior to moving into the house next year, or moving into the house last year. And so I was kind of taking that on the chin, and he was just kind of just my right-hand man the entire time, just telling me kind of the way that he would do things and tweak some of the things that I was doing that maybe weren't the best way to get the job done. But he was reaching out to all sorts of potentials and just definitely helped me through that stressful last week, because it's definitely a stressful week.
All right, so what's just one of your favorite moments, just in general, with the brothers at the house?
I mean, for example, last night we had a bonfire out in the backyard. I think every time we have one of those, it's just awesome, because we'll stay out there. Like, in our freshman year, we had a couple of guys that were out at the bonfire until about 7 o'clock in the morning. We started at like 10 p.m. We were out there until like 7 a.m. I think it's too hard to pick anything in specific, just because it'd be a random Tuesday and you don't know what to expect out of this house. So,
okay. So who'd be some other brothers that you'd look forward to hearing their tales as well as a little bit of their background?
Yeah, definitely would like to hear from Jordan Sherman. He was a fifth year senior, my freshman year, and we got real close my freshman year. But just I've always wondered kind of what it was like the 4 years prior to me getting here, because just the little tidbits that I heard from him, it sounded like it was a whole lot different, and I bet he's got some incredible stories to tell.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to add as far as some favorite moments?
Like I said, it's not really anything in specific that I can think of to kind of fit the criteria here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to close this out, but just stay on the line. And thank you for sharing with everybody.
I appreciate the time.
You got it.